Welcome to Moments of Music and Inspiration with Jonathan Urie, expressions of comfort and joy. From the treasured writings of Helen Steiner Rice, narrated by Sheila Craig, plus excerpts from the beautiful musical moments series of narratives and songs featuring the inspirational words of Helen Steiner Rice and the music of Jonathan Urie.
Hello, friends. Here's today's message from God's Word, just for you. Sickness. I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. God created our bodies to run perfectly, but when sin entered the world, they became frail, subject to sickness, fatigue, and injury. One day you will receive the body God intended for you, perfect and complete. Until then, God says to call on Him when your body is ailing. Ask Him to heal you, and then receive His comfort. He will always be there for you.
I wish I could wipe away every trace of pain and suffering from your face. But He is great, and we are small. We just can't alter His will at all. And none of us would want to try for more and more. As days go by, we know His plan for us is best, and He will give us peace and rest. It makes me sad to think of you, filled with pain and discomfort too. But I know there's nothing I can do but talk to the Lord and pray for you. Seed must be sown to bring forth the grain, and nothing is born without suffering and pain. And God never plows in the soul of man without intention and purpose and plan.
This is Jonathan Urie saying goodbye for now. We pray this moment of music and inspiration has touched your heart. God bless until we meet again.
The Musical Moments series may be seen, heard, and purchased on the internet websites musicandinspiration.com, mmiradio.ca, and sharingthejoy.ca. You may purchase Helen Steiner Rice expression books on the internet website barberbooks.com. All songs and spoken words used in this production, with the permission of the copyright holders, Jonathan Urie, the Helen Steiner Rice Foundation, Fred Bauer, Baker Bookhouse Company, and Barber Publishing, Inc.